All right, here at the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, we had a luncheon here and heard from a good friend of ours, Dale Mignot, with the Ohio AgNet. And Dale, what was your main message to this group here?
Main message for this group, with all the technical data and things that they see on a regular basis, is sometimes we've got to clear up the message so that people understand exactly what they need to do. My original example was a slow-moving vehicle sign. Some people put it on the back of a vehicle to represent the idea that they're going slower than speed so you can adjust. It's the ones that every now and then use it on the side of the road as a reflector that confuses others as to what it might mean and therefore pollutes the message. So somewhere we've got to figure out, and the bottom line is, how do we get a point across and keep it clear for everyone involved?
Well, you talked a little bit. One thing you talked about was farmers making a profit. That they shouldn't be ashamed of that. Tell me what your message was there.
Well, for several years, we can often read press releases in our industry, Cindy, that talk about the ability to make a profit. And after a while, the general consumer who listens to that same radio station or watches that same TV broadcast or reads a print article thinks after a while that that's all farmers do is make a profit, because that's all we ever hear. And reality is, the way we've been able to make a profit for a lot of these things is we've become more efficient. And I think a lot of industries understand efficiency today, and to be efficient aligns with others being efficient. Bottom line is, it'll end up with the same result. We'll be profitable, so that we can send our kids to college, so that we can take a vacation and maybe even grow our business in order to be more efficient down the road. But sometimes simply changing the word, maybe we don't need to tell people that it's all about profit, it's about efficient, it's about environmental concerns, it's about being effective at what we're doing. And the ultimate bottom line is, yeah, we'll be more profitable, but sometimes I think we're wearing out the word.
What do you think about this group here and about the CTIC and their mission?
It's a great opportunity that I'm, as I hear more about it, and didn't get to spend a lot of time with the group of travel, but I understand there's a number of dignitaries in this group who really could send someone else to the tour to come back and tell them about what it was about and what was happening, but have chosen to attend personally. And as a result, they then get to influence others of, this is important enough that I'll take my job today to the field so that I can stand out in the heat and sit in a hot barn and cover topics and hear speakers that truly should make an impact on business decisions, no matter where we're affected at in the agriculture scheme, whether it's the food on the table, whether it's the equipment, whether it's the global positioning. All of those things play a role. But the bottom line is, sometimes we got to, as we heard some of the speakers talk about, hand walk through each field to understand what they truly need. These guys have chosen to, and gals today have chosen to, walk through the field to see exactly what's going on and make sure they're aligned with where their producers need to be, conservation-wise, down the road as well.
Big issue. We went out on the Maumee River and out to Lake Erie, and the concerns about the algae bloom out there and how we can, you know, help address that issue. You've been a broadcaster for a long time in Ohio. What is your perceptions and your what you can share about the issue with Lake Erie?
It's not just Lake Erie. I've got the same problem on my 2-acre pond at home. Mm-hmm. The question is, for some, how did it get there? And that becomes, again, part of that message. Without a defined idea of how algae bloom happens and how it gets moved, did it come from Canada geese? Some would say that. Did it come from agriculture runoff? Others would lay the blame there. But until we can come up with a concise message of exactly what is the problem, how do I address it, how do I fix it, sometimes we even make more confusion for ourselves. Can I aerate it way out of it in my pond? That's what the experts are telling me, because of size. Can we aerate Lake Erie? I don't think so. So we have to look at other applications to understand. But the bottom line is, people are taking time and energy and finances in order to better understand the situation, to see how can all the players, the U.S., the states involved, and Canada, all play a role in one of the largest internal bodies of water that we have to and do depend on.
Agriculture may not be totally to blame here, probably isn't.
Fact.
But the fact is that it gets a lot of the blame, way more than its share, and that is leading agriculture to be really proactive in this state. What are some of the things that you're seeing that really makes you proud of the agriculture industry in Ohio?
Well, when you look at the effort that we've done in conservation, from anything from putting filter strips to grass waterways to being involved in the government red tape of having these programs and being able to do them, that takes a lot of time and energy away from what others might say is our true goal, and that's production to feed the world. So when you're looking at that big scheme of things and saying, okay, every acre of water that is out here, every acre of land is water runoff, it goes somewhere. Farmers, no matter whether in this watershed or some other, they contribute to a body of water somewhere. Are we doing the right things along the way? every year Mother Nature gives us a different kind of growing season in order to be able to do those things. So it's interesting as we try to put together as many things as possible under all the diversities out there to make sure we're doing a good job of putting clean water back in streams and we're being able to keep our air clean. A tailgate on my truck says, if you enjoyed a good meal today, a breath of fresh air and clean water, thank a farmer.
All right. Thank you very much. Dale Mignot here at the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.